genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brains.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turn now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. Or you can listen to us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people have to say and relate it to how we live and work here in Ventura County. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, or if you're out of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme, starting off the week, make every word count. Both my guests are expert communicators who are going to show us how to be straightforward communicators ourselves. My first guest is the most outspoken person in the city of Ventura has ever heard. She's joining me to rant about what's happening in Ventura and what we as citizens can do about it. Suze Montgomery is an educator, senior citizen advocate, political activist, and local gadfly. Many listeners know her as the host of Schmooze with Suze, a local television show on CAPS TV, Channel 15, right here in Ventura. Currently, she's an educator with the Ventura Unified School District, branding her educational classes for seniors as Schmooze with Suze. Suze works with seniors to tell their life story. Recently, she led a class on the Bataan Death March in the Philippines and interviewed the oldest living woman in Ventura County. Suze joins me today to tackle some of the political issues facing the city of Ventura. Welcome to the show, Suze.
For having me.
Well, we're glad to have you. Thanks. Well, first of all, I want to talk about what you're doing with the seniors and what you're doing with your class, Schmooze with Suze. So bring us up to date. What's currently going on with your class?
Well, our class is everything you mentioned before, but a little bit more than that, which I developed the classes with the city. Well, first of all, to begin with, I was hired as a consultant to come in and evaluate the classes we had for seniors about 6-7 years ago. And I walked in the classroom, and a typical class, older adult class, was singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. Well, I almost rowed myself out of there because I thought, my God, if that's what they're doing, they're just going to roll over and die. So I thought, that's not going to work. So what I decided to do is poll them, ask them what they wanted to do, and they said they wanted to continue to learn, and they wanted to do pieces of history to keep their brains functioning. So I thought, well, let's do the focus. It will be retaining and regaining a brain function. Primarily, that's the focus every day. And I use different modalities, pieces of history every day that's relevance and what, you know, timelines in history. How does it tie to today's? Tuesdays, we do a food class. I'm an ex-executive chef, so I used to cook for a living. I owned restaurants and cooked as an exec out at the Ojai Valley Inn. And I bring in a food science class, and it's pretty sophisticated. It's one I used to teach up at Santa Barbara City College, and it's food chemistry. I do that
neat.
On Tuesday. It's open to the public, by the way. These classes are not just at the facility I teach. It's open to the community. Wednesdays, we do something different. Every day is something different. And joy of my life, I'd rather do nothing else, and it's a passion of mine, and to make sure that we assess our needs for our seniors that are our students as well.
Well, clearly, I hear the passion in your voice when
Love
you say
them.
That. Now, how did you make the transition from consultant to active participant and leader of the classes?
Well, I was hired by the school district after that, a reduction in pay, I might add, but I was really happy to do it because I fell in love with my students, and I fell in love with every one of them. I've got about 150 of them, and they're just really cute, and they're really, really smart, and they're with me every single day. I've got them 5 days a week. I'm a full-time educator.
150 students, and
yeah.
All at one time, or do you break them up into smaller classes?
No, morning class, afternoon class, and the class is about 2.5-3 hours, sometimes longer. It depends on what the subject matter is. I have people from the community come in and also teach with me. We've had recently just an embalmer coming in to tell us what his day job is. Well, when you're a certain age, Bill, you want to know how this stuff works, right?
I suppose.
Where are you going to go get the information?
After you're gone, why would you care?
Well, you want to know before you go, don't you?
No, not really.
Don't you really?
No, it's one of those things I just don't care to think about that.
So okay, well, yeah. I'm still living. I want to know.
You want to know. Okay, curiosity is a wonderful thing. It really is. So you have these people, morning, afternoon classes. What's
correct.
The subject for your class going to be today?
This morning's class was media, and it actually was about talking about a city charter and how it relates to Bell, and maybe how all the different cities are now accountable. You know, in Ventura, they just posted, and thanks to Tom on this morning on the Spence program, and he did mention that this morning on their news segment about how that certain cities are now putting on their websites, posting it, what salaries are of the elected officials and the people that are working for us.
Good, and we will come back to that because that's going to
sure.
be a central theme of what we want to
okay.
take a look at today. But I want to just kind of close things out with the seniors. Clearly, you're passionate about it. What is it that has impacted you the most in your life working with these seniors?
It's made me a better human being. It really has.
Wow.
I've become more compassionate, more patient, more understanding, and more loving. It's really interesting how it's affected every single facet of my life.
Wow.
It's the best thing I've ever done.
Wow, that is a glowing testimonial. Now,
it's
you
true.
Say this is open to the public. Where,
correct.
If somebody's interested, where would they go to attend one of these classes?
I would say probably if you're still driving, you know, because a lot of my students don't, but the ones that don't drive are in the morning in the Venturan, which is a nursing facility, which is a companion site to the Ventura Townhouse. Townhouse every afternoon, with the exception of Monday, Tuesday through Friday at 1 o'clock.
Hmm. Just out of curiosity, are you videotaping these so that those that are infirmed that can't come can participate
you know,
in the
seniors?
You
know, we
online?
Really should, Bill. You know why? Because I think everybody that works with seniors and every activity director in this kind of an environment really should see what we do. I mean, we've won awards for these classes, and we're nationally recognized. The classes do work.
Oh, that's good to hear. Well, that is interesting, and clearly you are excited about that.
I love them.
But that's not the reason I brought you in here today. You are a political activist, and the reason that I brought you in here is I wanted to talk about how things have changed in politics here in Ventura and how you think they need to change going forward. But let's set the historical base for this first, Suze. You've been around. You've been active in politics for a long time. What changes, both positive and negative, have you seen in the political landscape here in Ventura over the last 10 years?
Well, I've been here since 1981, and probably where I got really deeply involved on a personal level was with our former city, our city administrator, which was Donna Landeros. And there was quite a few things happening here, and one of them that really got me inflamed was the Zucker Report. The Zucker Report was an independent consulting firm that came into the city of Ventura and independently went into every office at City Hall and evaluated every single job in City Hall. And then the information that was then disseminated back to the city manager, which was Donna Landeros, was used against these people. When I saw that, I went to Catholic school 12 years. I've got this deep thing in me about fairness and fair play, and I wish to God sometimes I could squelch it. But, boy, that comes to the surface on just about everything I do. And when I saw this, I thought to myself, well, that's not right. You can't do that to people. That's kind of like, you know, blackballing them and not giving them a chance to talk, just firing them because you just evaluate their class or maybe their job description is not working for you, but give them a chance to talk. So that just got me going. So Crusader Rabbit, my nickname in high school, you'll love this, was Suze of Arc.
Suze of Arc.
Suze of Arc.
How appropriate.
I was always out there leading the pack about anything that I felt anybody was maligned or spoken against. So I started in politics at a very young age. I started when I was about 14. My dad got me a job working for a congressman doing filing. I got sucked in early in politics, loved it. I thought to myself, you know what? This is kind of fun. This is kind of like real life, but better.
Hmm.
So I started getting involved in politics when I was very, very young.
Well, let's go back to what you were saying earlier about Donna Landeros and the whole situation with the Zucker Report. Now,
uh-huh.
Donna Landeros is much maligned. She has since left onto another job in another city. We have a new manager in, Rick Cole.
Correct.
Change of administration.
Correct.
What changes have happened as a result of the change of administration?
Well, I'm not saying it's directly Rick's, the onus is off on Rick. I mean, he is there, but he's accountable since it is his job. But I would say it's not, again, his fault that so many things have occurred. But it just looks to myself and a lot of people that feel like I do, and I'm not speaking, you know, I can't speak for them. They're not here. But it looks to me like maybe we are pushing a little bit too hard from a city level to what not necessarily the will of the people are. For example,
what do you mean by that?
For example, I'm not real nuts, and we talked off mic before about I'm not real nuts about parking meters coming for the third round. I mean, Three times, do you get it? I mean, the first two times, okay, maybe the first time we're going to, you know, you're not going to get spanked for that. The second round, well, maybe something's, you know, that's not really cool either. Third time, definitely offsides.
All right, well, let's set the stage for this. All right, parking meters have been proposed and three times. This is the third go-around. The first two times, for whatever reasons, they didn't work. The city is facing a huge financial crisis. Parking would help. It's certainly not going to alleviate the deficit.
Yeah, we're 12 mil deficit in our city budget currently.
Right, and so it's not going to fill the whole deficit.
No, it's not going to fill the deficit, and we're having to steal, and it's not necessarily the city's fault. I can't blame them entirely for any of this. The state of California, as you know, is stealing from every single city in the state. I mean, they're just stealing our money. The onus lies back with, I blame mostly the constituents. If you don't have an educated constituency, in other words, you don't have people that know what they're doing by voting, how do you expect them to elect the right people? I mean, you have to be educated, and you have to get involved in process. The big word to hear is process. If you understand the process, then you understand how you can control it by your vote. Now, if you're not voting, then don't even talk to me, because you have no right to complain about it if you're not involved in the process.
Well, here, I agree with that. But let's circle back around and let's talk about the elders that you're working with. They're some of the most involved in voting, and
correct.
You know, votership goes up as age goes up. It's just
correct.
A direct correlation there. So what are they thinking of all of this? You talk to them on a daily basis about what's going on in the
sure.
city. What are their thoughts?
Well, every Thursday, if we don't have a special guest, that's what we talk about is politics and media. And Thursday, and they're very inflamed. They're watching what your parents and my parents did. They built, you know, and they are part of that same demographic. They actually made this a great place for us to live, meaning the United States. Mm-hmm. We're very, very lucky here where we live. We're blessed. But they actually, everything they did, they're watching dissolve. I mean, if they can even find a newspaper anymore, they read the newspaper daily. I mean, this is their benchmark. This is where they grew up, with a cup of coffee and newspaper every morning. They can't even find a decent publication because everything is on the net. They're not computer literate for the most part. There's a small population that does, but most of them aren't. And they're inflamed. They're watching what they built. I mean, post-World War II, when we were at our heyday, disintegrate. I mean, they're just sitting there going, what's happening? They don't understand divisiveness. They don't understand the political pull. They don't understand special interests. They don't understand grabbing for money. They don't understand any of this. This is confusing to them. But on the same level, they do understand that it's wrong. And they're not geared that way. They're not built that way like you and I. I mean, I'm the same way. I'm older than you, and I'm in between my student's age and probably your age. I'm 62. And when I see this, I go, there's something wrong here, folks. What do we do to correct the situation? And on a local level, yes, you can correct a situation on a local level. You can vote, or you can get involved in the process. Now, if you're not going to get involved in the process, again, getting back to voting, you don't have a reason to complain to me. Don't even talk to me if you don't want to be involved.
Strong words from Suze Montgomery, who always has an opinion about things. And when we come back after this short break, we are going to talk about what people can do to get involved, because there are some actionable steps that we can take. But we first got to pay some bills, take this short break. We'll be right
back. And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
It turns the brains into guacamole.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Frank. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, and today's theme is making each word count. My guest right now is making every word count, as we've got her excited about what's happening here in Ventura City Politics. If you want to join the conversation, feel free to do that. Call us at 639-0008, 639-0008, and you can cast your opinion as well. Suze Montgomery, we're back to you. Just before we went to the break, we were talking about things that can change in the city, and you are really spearheading one of the big initiatives to change the way the city of Ventura operates. Would you lay that out for us and tell us what is your plan and how does that affect the charter that we have here in Ventura City?
Well, succinctly put, the city charter has not been amended or changed since 1986, and the city charter does need to be updated. It's a little bit rusty, it's a little old, so it does need to reflect certain things. As years change and situations change and people change, you need to become current. And I think this is probably something we need to look at. We're the only city in Ventura County that does not elect a mayor, and that is my primary focus on changing the charter. There's other issues, yes, but this is the primary one. And I think more oversight is better than not less oversight. And if you elect a mayor, then you have an opportunity to have another set of eyes and ears and mouth be able to voice an opinion about changes at City Hall. We have currently seven city council people. Now, we're also looking at an issue of maybe districting or maybe at-large and districting combination, which might work effectively. I know a lot of people think that's divisive, and there's a whole contingent out there that really doesn't want to see me change this charter at all. And I understand the good old boys, and I love the good old boys, but I think the good old boys have to really look at this very objectively. Will it change their lives directly? Maybe, but not that much. But I think by changing a city charter, especially when it relates to something like electing a mayor, is not a bad thing.
All right. So we've got three issues there. To change the charter, to not change the charter is issue one.
Correct.
Number two is a directly elected mayor, and number three is districting. Let's take them one at a time, but I'm going to start with number two first. Today, currently, the mayor is elected how? And why would electing a mayor directly be more beneficial for us?
Well, we don't elect a mayor, and that's exactly what the issue is. Right now, the mayor is chosen on a rotating basis within the city council itself. Well, that is even a bigger issue. That's another one, too, to add to the pile, is compensation. I mean, when you pay a city council person $600 a month, what do you get? You get $600 a month. I mean, you're not getting the faculty of Harvard. No offense to all the people that are sitting on city council, but they need to be compensated for more. For example, the city of, say, Santa Barbara, $30,000 a year. I mean, look around at your communities surrounding the city of Ventura. Mm-hmm. Yes, they definitely do need to be compensated better.
All right. Now we've got a caller. Wayne is on the line. Wayne, you're one of Sousa's students. Welcome to the show, Wayne.
Good morning. Yes, I'm one of Sousa's students that don't live at the nursing home, but I drive in 3 or 4 days a week to attend her class and to visit people that I know from my church and such.
We're honored to have you on the show, Wayne.
And hi, Sus.
Hi, Wayne. Thanks for calling.
I just want to let everybody know what a great teacher Sus is and a great lady. She's everything you'd expect her to be. And I really love going in and listening to her and talking and so forth.
And I appreciate you coming, Wayne, because some days I really need your influence and your input in that class. Thank you for
being
there.
Wayne, that is a glowing testimonial. Stay on the line, and Tom will get your address, and I'll send you a KKZZ hat for being a caller. Thank you so much for doing that, Wayne.
And I'll pay you tomorrow, Wayne.
Love you, Sue.
I love you too, baby. Thanks for calling.
Great. Oh, isn't that just make you feel great?
It does. That's what teachers need. I guess we need all recognition, not just teachers, but everybody needs recognition for what they do.
And absolutely.
And he is a wonderful man. He is everything you would imagine a good student would be. He's engaged. He brings pieces to class to share with everyone, which makes us all better educated.
Oh, that's great. Wayne, thank you again for the call, but back to the city. All right,
yes.
So now the city council goes behind closed doors and they, on a rotating basis, they appoint a mayor. All right.
No, they choose one within themselves.
Well, they choose one within themselves. I call it appoint, anoint. You call it choose, potato, potato. I understand.
Tomato, tomato.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but the point is, what would an elected mayor, how would that be more beneficial for the city of Ventura?
Well, if you elect a mayor, then he has more responsibilities. He may be a figurehead, and most mayors are a figurehead because he probably would not be compensated anything more than a regular city council would. But I would think he would have more responsibilities to the job. In other words, he would have more oversight. He'd be involved in maybe some decision-making, which is also very good, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably what we hope to glean by that. And I think by having more oversight, like I began the conversation, is always a good thing. I mean, one person making decisions in isolation is always worrisome to me because I always think to myself, are they making the right decision? Do they have all the right information? Where do they get their information? So that type of thing. So if you have two sets of eyes, maybe you have two brains looking at both the same thing, maybe you have a better opportunity to make a better educated guess or decision making.
All right, so that's point number one. Now,
correct.
Number two, changing the city charter itself. What's involved in that process? It seems to me that that's an onerous task. How do you go about doing that?
Well, it doesn't have to be. I mean, it can be done within councils. They can actually do that, but I'm not counting on the fact that it would actually ever occur in the city of Ventura. It can. I mean, in the city of Atascadero, and I talked to someone from the city of Atascadero yesterday, and Jerry Clay by the name, and he's on the city council in Atascadero, and they have very similar parallels to the city of Ventura as the way that they're chartered, and they also are a chartered city. But I was asking Jerry yesterday specifically what was the, you know, how did he accomplish this, even though they have a smaller population. He said the best thing he possibly could give me as far as information and the best thing to include in a new charter would make that mayor's term be 4 years instead of two terms.
Now, how would that be different?
Because they rotate mayors in this town currently 2 year terms, the same way they do in Atascadero. The only parallel that I can really say with any validity that would work would be something similar to, let's say, Assembly, California State Assembly. Right now, Pedro Nava is leaving Assembly, and we have two people that are running for the position, a Republican and Democrat. And I believe by giving them more than 2 years, they're just getting their feet wet after 2 years. I'm not talking about anything like Congress. These people get in there and they die in there, and that's another issue altogether.
That's term limits. We're not going to tackle that today.
Don't even go there with me. I'd like to wipe them all out. But anyway, I'd like to see maybe the city council look at a mayor term of 4 years, and that would be something we could incorporate into this charter change as well.
Well, help me to understand. How would a weak mayor who's in position for 2 years be bettered simply because he's a weak mayor for 4 years?
You wouldn't necessarily. Okay, we have to go back to the compensation thing that we were talking about previously. If you can give them better compensation. And I know this is very hard to do, and especially in tough economic times like we have right now. But you get a better population of people that will run for the office. And by having people, that opens the pool to maybe a more educated person or maybe somebody that really would like to do this but they can't afford to because they have to have a day job. Mm. But maybe if we give them a decent compensation, and I'm not talking about ridiculous sums of money, but a decent compensation, maybe that will open up the pool and we'll have more people actually want to run for the city council.
And somebody wants to become a career politician that way, too, though. I mean, that's opening the door for career politics.
And I'm not a big career politician person, either. So I believe people should be there for the right reasons. Maybe I'm just, you know, idealistic and altruistic. Yeah, that's probably true, too. But I'm very pragmatic and very, very organized and very, very focused in what we really do need. I know what we don't need.
Mm.
But I think we can incorporate certain elements into a charter change that will make it work much more effectively for the city.
All right, so let's get pragmatic. Let's get back to that charter change that you're talking about.
Sure.
The council could do it. You're not optimistic they will do it. So what's
True.
The other alternative?
Well, if we can't do that, we have to go to vote. So by going to vote, by going to vote, it probably would be accomplished, but we have to have a certain percentage of the vote, too.
All right. Well, we'll come back to voting, but we've got another caller. John, are you there? John Hankins, are you there?
I am.
Hi, John. Welcome to the show. Thanks so much for calling in. You have a question for Suze?
Yeah, and also a comment in that I know a little bit about what she's going through for in getting this charter changed and all her activism mm-hmm. in the city. And I remember mentioning that I kind of like it to Pearl Chase of Santa Barbara, who, if it wasn't for people like Pearl Chase in Santa Barbara, who's now dead, Santa Barbara wouldn't be like it as beautiful as it was today. And in this case, here you have Ventura, you have somebody similar, a political activist who is likely to gain nothing, I mean, personally, from this thing to get the charter changed and to make the city better. It comes from the heart. So basically I wanted to say that.
No, that's very kind of you to say it. Do you have a question for Suze?
Yeah. I think on the whole charter thing, I think one of the major questions that is going to be is when you start paying the city council people, how are you going to convince voters to, rather than paying them $600 a month or whatever it is now, to pay them more of a so-called livable wage, particularly with all the anger against Bell and everything? It seems to me that might be a major hurdle at this point.
Well, I think that's a great question, John. Thanks for calling and asking. Suze, how would you get that past the people?
Good question, John. And just speaking for myself, what I'd like to see a change on that one is the compensation issue. Right now, I think it's going to be, it's like prevention and education. I mean, Prevention Alliance, when I formed this Prevention Alliance in 2005, which are the people that changed the alcohol laws in the city of Ventura. Well, it was a very confusing issue. Most people that know me go, well, wait a minute. She likes scotch and she drinks red wine. I'm going, yeah, that's not the issue. I'm not a teetotaler. We're talking about oversight again. We're talking about, you know, when we changed that issue in 2005 and the city council adopted that and changed it as a conditional use permit, we changed it from the city getting back the controls. At that time, the city did not have the controls. We abdicated and gave it up in 1992 back to the state of California with the hope of attracting new business to the city of Ventura by loosening some of the alcohol laws. Well, we saw the spill out of what happened there, and we had all kinds of collateral damage.
Spill out, no pun intended.
No pun intended, none taken. But when we did that, it was up to me to get out there, because I spearheaded that effort, to get out there and educate the public. And in this case, I will make the parallel about charter change. It's my responsibility, and the people that are working with me on this charter change, and we have a core group of working people about, our working committee is about 10 to 12 people, and mostly attorneys, by the way, and to actually change the charter, but we all want to get out there, and we do the education amongst the public. I go, like, thank you for having me on. I will do this on our show as well. I will go on anywhere and talk about this issue because I'm so passionate about this as well. This needs to occur. We need to get a little bit more current.
I would agree with you. We're running out of time, Suze, okay. But the big question is, you go out, you do the education, you do a fantastic job of educating and talking to people, but the problem is 27% of the population shows up to vote. You can't make that kind of a change with only 7,000 people in the city of our size making a vote like that. How do you get that to change as well?
Look in my eyes, Bill. This is will, and I will have this effect. This will change, and we will get the word out because we have a lot of people that feel the same as I do. It's more than 27% of the voting public will be involved in this process. Believe me, they will. There's a lot of disenfranchised people and a lot of people that really want to see things change. They're not sure how. But this could incorporate it, and they can always contact me. I mean, feel free to contact me, email me, call me, whatever. I'm accessible, and I will sit down with you, and I make that open all the time. I will help them understand, and if they don't want to agree, like my mother said, agree to disagree, because tomorrow you can still be friends. Never lose a friend over a vote.
Well said. We've been talking to Suze Montgomery, everybody. Political activist, person about town here in Ventura. Obviously got some strong opinions about our city charter and about the city council. Suze, we'll have you back in the future. I want to do this as a panel discussion. I'd like to get the mayor or the vice mayor, deputy mayor, to come in, and we could talk about this in some detail.
Yeah, let's get the other side in. It's absolutely always well to educate ourselves, too, and I want to learn.
Absolutely. Suze, thank you so much
for
being my guest.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.